Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
National debt clock this morning shows a staggering $26 trillion in debt, and it is rapidly rising. Live to the Newsline, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. Jill, you've been looking into this. Usually a few months out from an election, the campaigns are focused on issues surrounding the national debt and federal spending, but does it even matter anymore given the pandemic and everything else?
Well, I think that the pandemic has really put the debt and the deficit on the back burner. We did get some sobering information from the Congressional Budget Office that essentially the annual deficit, meaning the amount of money the government takes in versus spending, that the deficit, we spent $3.3 trillion more than we actually took in. Understandable, right? We're in the middle of a pandemic-induced recession. That means that the tax receipts were lower, but also that the government had to spend to help people out and help businesses out. Okay, that is understandable. The question is, when do we have to start worrying about the national debt? The national debt is now on pace to become larger than the size of the entire U.S. economy. And so there's a push-pull among economists about when we need to think about that. Clearly, now's not the moment, but when is the moment where we have to worry about interest rates rising or inflation taking off. And that's really what the conversation among the wonks in the world of economics is going on right now.
All right, those are the wonks. What about those of us who are non-wonks? What are the consequences of the rising national debt? How does it affect just Joe and Jane on the street?
Well, I think there's two aspects to this. One is that if you're worried about the debt, usually that means that you're worried that potentially in the future that interest rates could rise, making borrowing a lot more expensive, but also that we could see prices rise, which is inflation. Pretty scary in general. Now, the more practical part is if someone wants to solve the debt problem, they either have two big choices or some combination. Raise taxes, and it's usually raising taxes for everyone, or cutting programs. And those programs are really important and vital and loved. And I'm talking about programs like Medicare and Social Security. Those big programs are accounting for a lot of the spending we do. So neither of those is particularly appetizing for anyone, but nor is a world where there are rising interest rates and inflation. So it's going to be a problem for us down the road. This minute, I promise, you don't have to worry about it, but I think you're going to start hearing about this in the coming months and years ahead.
You know, I certainly don't see either major candidate jumping up and saying, "Hi, vote for me. I'm going to raise your taxes and cut Social Security and Medicare."
Right. Not a great platform, which is why I don't think a lot of people are talking about this anymore. Although I will say both presidential candidates have talked about tackling the debt and the deficit as very important to do. Joe Biden used to talk about that in the 90s. He's certainly pulled back from that. But President Trump, when he was running, said he was going to balance the budget, which, of course, is not something you actually want to do. But that obviously has gone out the window.
Jill Schlesinger, thank you.
Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.